You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. There are a lot of places oil ends up that you might not realize. Face cream, shampoo, plastic bottles. And right now, the price of oil is so low that it's cheaper to make new plastic bottles than recycle old ones, which can really hurt recycling businesses. Just last quarter, the company Waste Management, which is the biggest waste hauler in the U.S., lost $59 million because of the drop in recycling revenue. I spoke to Waste Management's CEO, David Steiner, and said, hey, that's a lot of lost money, even for you.
Yeah, and it's frankly, that's been happening to us now for the last 3 years. You know, the recycling markets are interesting. In the history of recycling markets, going back to the early 90s, you've had a couple dips, and they've been very short-term dips. They're at most 2-3 months. Even in the Great Recession of 2009, we had a dramatic downturn, but it only lasted 4 months. This is the first time that we've seen commodity markets down for, you know, 3+ years. And, you know, Lizzie, I think people say, well, gosh, we're surprised by that. But take a look at oil prices. Take a look at copper prices. Take a look at all the commodity prices throughout the world, and you'll see the same pattern, that for the last 3 years, it's been a down pattern. And for folks that play in the commodity business, it's a struggle. And the recycling business is, at its core, a commodity business.
Is this all due to oil?
No. You know, when we look at recycling, there's really three major components to recycling. Fiber, so cardboard, newspapers, office paper, and then metals, and then plastics. And so fiber is driven mainly by the domestic mills in China's demand. They'll use the fiber to create cardboard boxes that they use to ship goods throughout the world. And so when you've seen worldwide and Chinese GDP slipping in the last couple of years, demand for fiber has been reduced. And as you know, demand for newsprint has been reduced. So the fiber demand has been down a bit. On metals, you know, you've seen all metals from aluminum to copper to steel. You've seen those prices down over the last few years. And then oil really does affect plastic for us. You know, the PET that goes into your plastic water bottles is a derivative of oil. And when oil's at $40 to $50 a barrel, it's cheaper to use virgin material than to use recycled material. And so you've actually seen demand for recycled PET, plastic bottles, you've seen that demand drop precipitously over the last 18 months. And so, you know, it's really commodities across the board that have affected our recycling business.
Well, walk me through, for a consumer who probably thinks of recycling as just what they do with their trash at the end of the day, how does falling oil impact your business, and particularly your recycling business?
Yeah, you know, when you look at our business, it's really pretty simple. It's like any business. You've got a cost that we have to collect and process the material. So we have to send trucks out to pick up the material. We then have to process that material to separate the plastic from the cardboard, from the metals, and then we sell the materials on the back end. What's happened in the recycling business is really twofold. The collection and processing costs have actually gone up dramatically. And that's because of the proliferation of recycling throughout the United States. Folks now have the option of putting all of their recyclable materials in one bin. We were the pioneers in developing that. And it drove recycling rates way up. It certainly helped to get more material into the recycling stream. The problem is we haven't done the corresponding job of educating consumers of what can go into that bin. And so we're seeing more and more contamination in our recycling material, which drives our processing costs up. So our processing costs go up, and then what we can sell the material on the back end, what we can sell it for, goes down. And so what you've seen in our business from peak to trough is about a $200 million difference in earnings in recycling. And you can imagine, when you have a $200 million drop in earnings from recycling, guess what you do? You stop investing in recycling. At the peak, we invested upwards of $400 million a year in recycling. Today, we're investing virtually nothing.
How many plants have you had to shut down?
We've shut down about 10, and we've got another 6 or 7 that we're looking at over the next year. But the shutting down is one thing. The lack of investment is really the big thing, right? I mean, you're seeing plants shut down throughout the United States, and that is alarming. But the fact that there aren't a lot of plants being opened is just as alarming. If, as a country and certainly as a company, Waste Management believes that recycling is good for our environment, if we as a country believe that, we need to do something to make sure that this infrastructure not only doesn't go away, but that we continue to build it to get recycling rates higher and higher. And every year it's gone up until the last year that the EPA reported. It actually slightly went down. And so if we want to see that happen, there's got to be investments in infrastructure. And if there's going to be an investment in infrastructure, we've got to understand how we can make it profitable so that private businesses will continue to invest.
If you've had to shut down 10 plants, how many people have lost their jobs?
Gosh, our typical recycling plant will employ anywhere from sort of 50 to 100 people. You know, a lot of it's automated. And so, you know, when we're shutting down those plants, you're absolutely right. It is a hit to that local economy. And so I think it's a great way to look at it. This is not just something that's good for the environment. This is something that's good for employment in the United States. And to the extent that we see recycling rates going down, you're absolutely right. It not only has an environmental cost, it has a human cost.
I've heard you use the word crisis in interviews. Is it that bad?
Well, look, my definition of a crisis is looking out into the future and seeing a future where recycling rates are going down. I view that as a crisis. You know, some people might say, well, we're still recycling 25% and maybe that's a good thing. I don't view that as a good thing. I view that as a crisis. You know, what we're trying to do is to help drive recycling rates up, not down. So, is it going to dramatically affect the earnings at Waste Management? Absolutely not. From a recycling perspective, from the environment's perspective, I think we're staring down the face of a crisis that if we don't do something about it today, it might not be a crisis today, but if we don't do something about it soon, it's going to be a crisis, and it's going to be a crisis soon into the future.
David Steiner, President and CEO of Waste Management, thank you for your time.
Thank you.